Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us now by live stream and by TV and by radio. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net and you can get the entire program by clicking on to the link there. Also, I want to encourage you to go to YouTube and look up The Shepherd's House, Glasgow, Kentucky, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. That will help us get the word out to more people. That's the equivalent of inviting people to church. And also, if you're watching by Facebook, please consider following us. Go to Pastor Jimmy Wilson, and you can follow the church there. We used to have it under the church, and we had one of them little devils, hackers, get to us, and we had to take that thing down. So we got a new page now. So anyway, you can go to Pastor Jimmy Wilson, and you'll see a picture of me and the little girl, African girl, sitting in my lap when I was in Africa, and you know you're at the right place. So anyway, hopefully you can follow us there, and that'll help get the word out even more. Also, if you enjoy the TV program and the radio program, there will be a place later in the program to give you information on where you can send your check or money order if you want to help keep this on the air. Our love offerings and things, because of the economy, has went down and the prices has increased on some of those places. All right, we got in the Word of God. We're going to start reading in St. Luke chapter number 7, and hopefully this will be a blessing to you. St. Luke chapter number 7. I got three different places here in the Word of God that I want to read today. Got a little bit of scripture. It's going to take just a little bit to read this, but I hope you'll look at these stories, very familiar things in the Word of God, showing the character of Jesus. And hopefully that we'll be able to absorb this. Very familiar scripture. Luke 7, verse 36, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, began to wash his feet with her tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him begin to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith saved thee. Go in peace. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned about when he saw her. He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Mark 2, verse 1 says, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, rise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you today, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to come, Lord, to the shepherd's house and preach the infallible word of God. Father, asking you, Lord, Father, to touch those watching by TV and by radio. Father, Lord, those watching, Father, by live streaming, I pray, God, to deal with the hearts of the lost. Deal with the hearts of those, Lord. Father, Lord, to help support the TV and radio programs. Father, I pray, God, Lord, you'd move in this place today. Father, touch the hearts of every person, Lord. Father, if there's anyone here today, Lord, that, Father, that's lacking anything, Lord, I pray, God, that they would be able to find it, Lord, before that they go home today. Father, deal with the lost. Deal with the backslidden. Father, deal with those that are broken, those that are hurting. Father, those, Lord, that are discouraged, those, Lord, that are going through storms, Lord. Father, that are great, Lord. Those, Father, Lord, that is going through times right now, God, they don't know why things are the way that they are, and they can't understand why they're having to face the things that they're facing right now. Give them strength and encourage them to know that there's a better day coming, Father. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, to give us faith, Lord, enough to hold on to you and to trust you, Lord, until that better day comes, until that better situation, Lord. Father, Lord, comes before us, Father. Lord, we ask you, God, to move on every person that's here today and all this watching by TV and listening by radio. Father, Lord, those that are watching in other countries, I pray, God, to bless them, Lord. Touch our friends in Kenya, Lord. Move upon them. Help them, Lord, through the flooding and the heavy rains that's going on there now, Father. I pray, God, Lord, that you would minister, Lord, Father, to other countries, Lord. Father, where there's high taxation, Lord, where there's heaviness, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for our nation, Lord. And thank you, Father, Lord, for the prayers that's been answered. Lord, and we ask you, God, that you would continue, Father, to move, for we need a move of God in our lives. Father, we need a move of God in our country. Our schools needs a move of God in them, Father. Lord, our factories and other workplaces needs a move of God in them also, Father. Lord, in the public, Lord, in our government, Lord, we need a house cleaning. Lord, we need a jacking up, Lord. And Father, Lord, running you fresh people, Lord, that's not corrupted, Father, into office. I pray, God, Lord, you would drain the swamp. And Father, God, Lord, that you would make America great again. And Father, Lord, that you would cause America, Father, Lord, to see, Father, that she's lost her first love. And Lord, that she would return, God, back to you. Father, asking you, Lord, for the anointing today. For without the anointing, I know it'll be impossible for us to preach, and all that's said and done would be in vain. But through your power, through your spirit, we know, God, you're able to lift up, Father, the weakest, Lord, and God, make us strong. We ask you, Father, once again, hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor and praise and no glory will come to me through the flesh. But Father, that the name of Jesus might be uplifted and glorified and praised for now and forevermore. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. And it's in Jesus' precious, loving, and holy name, Lord, we need to pray and want to pray. And we are praying right now and asking these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. You may be seated. The title of the message today is this: Even If I Have to Crawl. Even If I Have to Crawl. Looking here into the Word of God, these stories in the Word of God, the first one that we read to you is about a woman that was a sinner, one that had a bad past, one that had a bad record. She went to the Pharisee's house because Jesus had been invited to go there and to eat. And when she got there, she came in behind him, wanting to worship him, brought an alabaster box of ointment. And I'm not going to be focusing on the alabaster box of ointment today, but I'm going to be approaching how she approached Jesus and how she came up behind him. Amen. And she got, no doubt, had to get down on her knees because the Word of God says that she washed his feet with her tears and dried his feet with the hairs of her head. She could not have been standing up, amen, in order to be able to do that. It would have been physically impossible. She would have had to been down on her hands and knees. And how did she came in behind him? Why did she do that? She felt she was unworthy, amen, to face Jesus face to face. But she began to kiss his feet. Why did she kiss his feet? Because she realized he was the answer, the only hope, amen, that she has. When we as Christians, amen, stop dealing with things on our own and start allowing God to have complete control of our situation, we're going to see an answer, amen, to our prayers. We're going to see a breakthrough, amen, in our lives. This woman, if she was willing, even if she had to crawl, amen, to get to Jesus, to worship him. My, I wish all of us, myself included, amen, could have such a heart of worship that we'd be willing to crawl if we needed to. Amen. That woman, she wasn't thinking about what somebody thinks about her. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people don't receive from the Lord because pride, amen, gets in our way. Amen. You might say, well, I'm not a prideful person. You don't have to be a prideful person to have pride. Amen. Pride gets in your way. When you get angry, when the preacher preaches on something you're doing, it's pride, amen, that got in your way. When the invitation is given and you don't want anybody to see you pray, it's pride, amen. amen, that's got in your way. When you want something bad enough, you'll go after it. It don't matter how many miles you have to drive. It doesn't matter how much it costs. Amen, you'll go after it if you really want it that bad. If you want to show somebody, amen, how much you love them, amen, you'll go 100 miles to a birthday party if you've got it in your heart that you want to go and show them that you want to honor them. Amen, listen, if you want to go, amen, to the house of God bad enough, you'll find a way to get there, and you won't be making excuses, and you won't be mad at the preacher because he preached on you, amen, because you're lazy, amen, and won't go. Oh boy, amen, 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 and amen. Amen. If you want something bad enough, amen, you'll go and get it. This woman, she didn't care for people seeing her, and she didn't care for people seeing her get out on her hands and knees, amen, and crawl up behind the master. Lord, I'm not worthy enough to look at you in the face because I've been an old sinner, and I've made so many mistakes, and I've been so wrong in the choices that I've made, and I've been with too many men, and I've done too much stuff. I can't do that, but if I could just get in behind you, Lord, and just crawl up behind you. Don't want to bother you, but I want to come and let you know that I love you. If I could just kiss your feet, Lord, let you know how much I care about you. And everybody can look at me. It won't make any difference. Listen, friend, would you be willing to crawl, amen, to keep yourself out of hell? I would. Would you be willing to kiss Jesus on the feet for him to be able to understand how much you really love him? It wouldn't bother me a bit. Amen, listen, this woman, amen, she came to worship. Even if I have to crawl, I'm going to Jesus. When you have a great enough desire, amen, God's going to bless you for the faith that you've got. Now listen to me for just a minute. Her crawling is not what made Jesus, amen, wasn't what touched him. Amen, the position of her body, amen, wasn't what touched him. What touched him was the faith that she had. I'm willing to deny myself, my pride, all of my feelings, because I want to get to him. I'm going to break this high-priced ointment, and I'm going to wash his feet with my tears. Why was she crying? I believe she was saying, Lord, for all of those times I should have been thrown into hell, you pardoned me from all of those offenses that I did, those times that I should have died, you let me live until I could get to this day. This day to where I'm able to come, amen, to worship you. It was a faith that she had. He said, your sins are forgiven you. Praise God. Amen. I'm thankful he's a forgiver of sins. That made a lot of people angry. The religious crowd, amen, they don't want to hear about forgiveness of sins because they don't think none of us needs forgiveness. Listen, every one of us needs forgiveness. We all need grace. We all need mercy. Amen. We all need the love of God. Amen. Surrounding us. Lord, let me walk in love. Let me walk in humility. Father, let me walk in a way that's pleasing to you. Oh, listen, too many times people won't get saved because they're afraid somebody's going to look at them. Amen. You ain't afraid to go to the grocery store because somebody's going to look at you. Hey, listen to me for a minute. Will you realize it or not? You get out of your car and you've done been had. Somebody saw you. Hey, sure did. Before you got to the door, probably 50 people done looked at you. What's the difference to get looked at, amen, with 50 people in the parking lot than it is to get looked at 40 people, amen, in the church? Amen, it's just the pride. Amen, listen, we can make every excuse that you want to. It ain't because you're afraid of being seen by the people. You just ain't ready to humble yourself yet. You get scared enough of hell, you'll crawl. Amen. You'll stand on your head. You'll turn upside down. Listen, if the Lord said, Jimmy, in order for you to make it to heaven, you're going to have to crawl through a hog pen, I'd say, Lord, which one? If that's what I've got to do, and if the Lord said you've got to deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me, I done that. Amen. Almost 43 years ago. Amen. Listen, I told the Lord that day when I got saved, I said, Lord, if it means me dying right now in this bathroom in order for me to get to heaven, Lord, I'm ready to die. Just don't let me go to hell. Oh, and the load lifted off of my heart when I surrendered everything, even my life, if it meant dying, in order to get forgiveness. Amen. The Lord wanted my heart in full control. Amen. The reason why none of us, amen, is blessed as much as we are, because we don't want to turn loose of control in our life. Testing 1, 2, 3. Maybe some of you don't like this. I don't give a hoot. I'll just tell you, just like it is, you can like it or lump it. Amen. Listen, amen, if you all drawled up or not, amen, and unhappy, amen, because of the sin that's in your life, when you get tired enough of it, amen, listen, and put God first in everything, there'll be a change in your life. Amen. You'll be in the mood to go to church. Amen. You'll be in the mood to serve the Lord. Amen. You'll even get off that old squeaky tight pocketbook of yours. Amen. Go to send the money in. Amen. To take care of the TV program. Amen. And the radio programs. Amen. Listen, some of y'all just lick it up like a cat licking gravy. Amen. Up out of a bowl, and you wouldn't give a nickel. Amen. To save the entire country. Whew. Forgive me, I just got to preach to you for a minute. Amen. Listen, but see, when you want something bad enough, this woman thought, I want Jesus more than anything else in my life. When you want Jesus more, amen, than anything else in your life, if God tells you to sell your farm, move closer to the church so you can serve him, you'll call the realtor the next day. How'd I know? Because I done been there and I done that. Amen. More than one time. Amen. Listen, in my life, God knows, amen, the property's not going to stand between me and him. I'm not going to let anybody or anything stand between me and the Lord. Ooh, are you willing to crawl? Amen, to get to him. Are you willing to give up everything? The second story in the Word of God is about a woman with an issue of blood. You know the story. You've heard it preached, amen, about as many times, amen, as you can think of, amen, over and over again and again and again, how she had an issue of blood for 12 years, and she tried all of the doctors, spent all of her living, but she got to where Jesus was and heard where he was at. The Bible says that she came up. I can see her coming up behind him. You know what the Bible says? She touched the hem of his garment. The hem of his garment is right down next to the ground. In order to do that, she had to get on them knees. Amen. She had to do a little crawling. She had to get through that a multitude of all of those people. You're going to have to get through sometimes through your pride. You're going to have to get sometimes, amen, through a little, maybe a little touch of arrogance. Amen. Sometimes a little bit, amen, of putting things off, amen, knowing that you need to get saved, and you just keep on putting it off and taking a chance, amen, waiting just a little bit longer. Sometimes we got to push those things back. But that woman with an issue of blood, she knows she only had one place to go. She only had one direction that she could go in, amen, and that was to God, amen, because man had done let her down. There was no hope for man helping her. There's no doubt about that. She just pressed on. Amen. If you're going to preach the gospel, you got to preach through nuts. Amen. For those, amen, that are always running their mouth and saying things, you got to keep on pressing on. I had this person one time call me and got after me for saying amen too much. So what did I do in the next week? I opened up the program, said, good morning. Amen, 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 amen. Glad to be here, amen. Some of y'all don't like to hear amen, amen. But I'm going to say amen all I want to. We're paying for this program. Ain't none of your business, amen. So I got past that, amen. And I'll say amen as much as I want to, amen. Praise the Lord. You got to press on sometimes to get to Jesus. You got to press on sometimes to be able to receive the blessings of God. Oh, listen, the enemy's going to come against you to try to keep you from getting to Jesus. There was a multitude in this woman's way there with the story of the woman with the issue of blood. All of those things hindering her, but she didn't allow anything or anybody to keep her from getting to Jesus. She didn't have no money. She didn't have gas money to get to church, but she got there. Amen. Brother Jimmy, you wouldn't go if you didn't have gas money. Yeah, I would. Done it. Got ready to go on the tractor. And the Lord told me to go to the soup coat. and go to looking through them. Some of y'all pray instead of just saying, well, I ain't got no money, I ain't going. If you pray, you might get some. Put your faith and trust in the Lord. I ain't too good to hoof it, and I ain't too good to call one of the deacons. Can I bump a ride with you? Hey, man, if you want to go, you'll find a way to go. You'll crawl if you really want to go. Hey, man, it's how big as you want to. How bad do you really want to get to Jesus? How bad do you want to, how much do you want to get rid of that sickness that you got? Are you willing to go in front of the church, in front of everybody, and to acknowledge to everybody that I'm sick, I've got a need, and I'm going to put my faith and my trust in God? Because James chapter 5 verse 14 says, is there any sick among you? Speaking to the Christians that are sick, speaking to the lost that are sick, let them call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And if they have their prayer of faith shall lift them up, and if they've committed sins, it shall be forgiven them. Amen. Did you notice here that Jesus, when he healed the woman from the issue of blood, he forgave her sins? Amen. He's all time forgiving everybody's sins. Come to him for sickness, I'll forgive you your sins. Well, I didn't ask you to forgive me my sins. Yeah. He knew that everybody's got some, amen, they need to get forgiveness for. Amen. Yes. So he just going to forgive you your sins too. Wow. There's a lot of people, I like to be healed, but I want to continue drinking. I like to be healed, but I like to continue doing the gambling that I've been doing. But I sure would like to be healed. But listen, if you come to the Lord and really come to him, you're willing to lay your sins down, anything and everything you got, in order to get healed. If you want it that bad, you better be careful. You're liable just to get it. Amen. But sometimes, amen, we don't get because we're not willing to go after it strong enough. These two people were willing to crawl. They was willing to come in behind Jesus, get down on the ground. Amen. No doubt that woman with the issue of blood, she got down on the ground. Listen, they wasn't in a carpeted room. They was out in the street. No, it wasn't blacktop. It was dirt. Could even been mud. And it had sheep poop, donkey poop, and everything everywhere. There's too many animals. They couldn't clean that up and keep it clean all the time. She probably said, I don't care. I'm going to die anyway. I'll be rotten and stinking in a little bit if Jesus don't do anything. I don't care about the poop. I'm just going to get out of here and just kneel down in the middle of this mud and this muck and all of this stuff. I don't care if I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area, and also we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.